Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the annual results for 2011 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you would like to ask a question, you'll need to press star one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that the conference is being recorded today, Monday the 12th of March, 2012. I'd like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Dominic Lubicki. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome everyone to the annual call and the results of 2011 of Cyfrowy Polsat Group. Let me start with the most important events of Q4. The one which is the most important is definitely acquisition of 100% of shares of Info TV FM in order to launch pay mobile television based on DVB technology in Poland. Our factory manufactured already 3 million set-top boxes. This is very important for cost reduction. Internet network, telecommunication network, constructed by Mobiland is constantly expanding. Today, we offer our services in HSPA+ technology on over 1,000 base station, and that's 900 MHz bandwidth for those who are not very familiar with our offer. LTE network, 614 base station, it's 1,800 MHz. Respectively, it gives us the coverage of 70% outdoor in HSPA+ and 22% in LTE. What's new in our offer? VOD home movie rental services available on PCs. It's the same content which we offered for last, the same based on the same contract which we offered and we will offer on our satellite platform. We launched last year multi-room services in standard definition and in last month in HD as well. We have in our offer new tablet, Samsung Galaxy, which has embedded LTE functionality. On Telewizja Polsat side, the launch of new channel, Crime and Investigation Polsat Network, which extended TV Polsat portfolio of the channels to 15, and very promising start of spring scheduling, especially in the weekend strip. We have a very successful new format, Got to Dance on Friday night, and with 24% of the audience share, and Must Be the Music, the third season, third edition on Sunday night, in which achieved 27% in last two weeks. We are very pleased with these novelties in our scheduling. Number of our DTH subscribers increased by 115,000 to 3,500,050. Number of our MVNO subscribers is 142,000, and number of our internet users increased by 48,000 to 73,000. Family package ARPU amounted to 45.2 zloty. That's an increase. Mini package ARPU also had a better result, and it's 13.9 in Q4. We are very pleased to announce that we still maintain our churn below 10%, 9.8%. That's the result for the Q4. In Polsat Television, audience share increased by 5% to 21.3%, and TV advertising market share increased by 2% to 22.3%. Operational results. On slide number seven, we give you the panorama of Polish pay TV business, in which you can see that Cyfrowy Polsat, with its 3.5 million subscribers, has 32% of the market share, and it's by far the largest pay TV operator in our country. The rest of the DTH operators combined has 26%, cable operators 41%, IPTV was not accepted by Polish customers, and it's roughly speaking 2%. In order to achieve such a subscriber base, we have to be very efficient in gross additions and in maintaining churn. I already said that the churn went down from 10.3% to 9.8%, but in order to report 115,000 net additions, we had to sell 472,000 to sign 470,000 new contracts. That's the effect of the scale of our operation. On the slide number 9, you have the breakdown of our subscriber base to the family and premium package, as well to the mini package segment. Close to 80% of our customers use the higher tiers, 21 to 22% is the share of the subscriber base which has the entry tier mini package. The breakdown of the churn to the given packages is presented on slide on page number 10. 10.6%, this is the churn on the premium packages, and 7% is the churn reported for the mini package. As you see, the trend which we drew on this slide is stable and under control. Family package ARPU, slide number 11, went up to 45.2 from 43.9, and mini package from 13.6 to 13.9. We observe constant growth of ARPU thanks to the upsell of our customers to the higher programming tiers. TV Polsat Group again increased its audience share by 5% to 21.3%. Main channel in the Q4 had 17% audience share, and the thematic channels went to 4.3%. If we move to the slide number 13, which presented the results for 2011, that's probably a better slide to discuss the trends, because it's spread over the longer period, four quarters, so does not include cyclicality and the fluctuation between the quarters. So again, Polsat main channel is the channel of the which is the leader, 16.5%, outperforming our competitor TVN, which has 16.1%, and TVP1 13.6%. Our thematic channels are came second, 4.4% versus 5.9% of TVN package, but it's worth to mention that roughly speaking, our channels have 60% of the distribution of our competitor, 60% of the our competitor distribution. If you look on the right graph on this slide, you can see that Polsat Group channel was the best performing group in 2011. Our shares went up by 8%. In the same time, TVN Group shares went down by 1%, TVP by 11%, and the other, so it's thematic channels, 9% up. But of course, we are talking here about 180 channels, so this is a scale which drives the growth. In Q4 of 2011, TV advertising and sports selling market declined by 4.2%. Revenues from the advertising of our group declined by only 1.9%. And we end up at the level of 22.3%. In the whole 2011, TV advertising market increased by 0.6%. And our group increased by 3.4%, ending at the, and went up to 22.6%. Now I'd like to leave the floor to Tomek Szeląg for the financial review.
Thank you, Dominik. As an introduction, I'd like to underline that third quarter in a row, we are reporting in two segments of activities, namely retail business segment, and this is the old Cyfrowy Polsat, and TV broadcasting and production segment, which is the old Telewizja Polsat. On slide number 17, we presented briefly our financial results as a group, and actually first three slides are introductory ones. After that, I will present old Cyfrowy Polsat and Telewizja Polsat results. Our revenues increased in fourth quarter of 2011 to the level of 725 million, thanks to TV Polsat consolidation, but also thanks to growth in subscriber base and ARPU of old Cyfrowy Polsat. The increase in EBITDA and EBITDA margin is resulted not only by TV Polsat consolidation, but also reflects realized synergies, and after three quarters of consolidation, synergies exceeded 1 percentage point additional EBITDA margin in the areas of transponders, revenues on TV Polsat side, and marketing costs. Our EBITDA reached the level of nearly 200 million and EBITDA margin 27.4%. In terms of net profit, the increase is on the lesser extent in comparison to revenues and EBITDA, and this is connected, of course, with the finance costs connected with Telewizja Polsat acquisition. On slide number 18, you can see the results of the old Cyfrowy Polsat. They increased in fourth quarter due to the larger number of our subscribers and the growth in ARPU, and these trends were analyzed by Dominik in operational results part of this presentation. For the second time in our history and in a row, our revenues from retail subscriptions exceeded 400 million and reached the level of 433 million as a total revenues. At the same time, the EBITDA and EBITDA margin achieved in fourth quarter was the highest EBITDA in the history of Cyfrowy Polsat when we consider only fourth quarter, and confirms definitely the stability and resilience of our business model. EBITDA reached the level of 95 million and EBITDA margin 22.3%. On slide number 19, the results of Telewizja Polsat. Revenues of TV Polsat also increased in the analyzed period due to the growth of revenues from satellite and cable operators fees. What's more, revenues from advertising and sponsorship were on a stable level. The total revenues reached the level of 323 million and EBITDA 102 million. When you analyze the dynamics of these categories, you can see that revenues increased on a higher extent in comparison to EBITDA. It is connected with the fact that we do not compare apples with apples. On the cost side, in fourth quarter of 2011, we had costs which were not visible in one year ago. Name, for example, Ekstraklasa costs, sports rights, and amortization of film licenses as well. EBITDA margin reached the level of 31.6% and net profit 76 million. On next slide, we present revenue structure in fourth quarter 2011. Our revenues grew by 92%, mainly because of TV Polsat consolidation, but without Telewizja Polsat, they increased by 14% as a result of the increase in retail subscription revenues. On the right-hand side graph, you've got a circle graph which shows stability of our business model. 57% of the total revenues came from geographically diversified retail subscriptions. On the left-hand side graph, you can see that we've got two new revenue categories which come from Telewizja Polsat, namely advertising and sponsorship revenue and revenue from cable and satellite operator fees. In terms of other revenues, they increased from the level of 8 to 26 million, and 90% of this growth from TV Polsat consolidation. On the next slide, there's a cost structure in the fourth quarter. Generally speaking, it was a negative impact on foreign exchange fluctuations of 8.4 million. TV Polsat got also some increases in costs, such as salaries and employee-related expenses, broadcasting and signal transmission costs, property maintenance costs, or technical and production costs. Remaining costs without TV Polsat consolidation grew as a result of growth in our operations, in our business, but when you analyze it, you can see that these costs increase much less than our revenues, and this is connected to cost management of the whole Polsat group. On the right-hand side, you can see very diversified cost structure of Polsat group. No cost category exceeds 20%. In terms of specific cost structure, for example, programming costs after elimination of negative foreign exchange impact were nearly at the same level as here. Same in terms of distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and retention costs. There are also two new cost categories connected with TV Polsat consolidation, cost of internal and external TV production, amortization of sports rights, and also amortization of purchased film licenses. The last cost category I would like to describe are bad debts. I mentioned a quarter ago that in fourth quarter of 2011 they should be at the similar level as in the first quarter. In fact, they were a little bit lower, 3.5 million less. In 2012, all positive effects of our vindication activities should be visible. First results from the first quarter of 2012 are very positive, but I would like to draw your attention that we should analyze this cost category from the whole yearly perspective. Next slide, cash flows in the in the 12 months of 2011. We started the year with cash on hand of 28 million. Cash flows from operating activities were 347 million, and it was nearly two times more in comparison to last year. Next numbers are connected with credit facilities, SFC and Bridge, then acquisition of Telewizja Polsat. Then we issued bonds which repaid the bridge facility, and we pay also interest and cost of obtaining financing of nearly 300 million. CapEx, pure CapEx was 66 million, and when you calculate the CapEx to revenues ratio, there is 2.78%, which shows no CapEx consuming business model of Polsat Group. Acquisition of bonds and prepaid prepayment for shares, this element was connected with InfoTV.fm acquisition. At the moment, we do not have these bonds, but we've got 100% shares of InfoTV.fm in Polsat Group. And we finished the year with the cash on hand of 278 million, which was 250 million more in comparison to the beginning of the year. And many times during the meeting, I underline that Polsat Group is a typical cash cow. And last but not least, in terms of finance part of the presentation, financial indebtedness, net debt to EBITDA is the basic banking covenant of Cyfrowy Polsat. Total debt in our balance sheet was at the level of 2.7 to 9 billion. Net debt 2.451 billion, and what is important, comparable 12 months EBITDA was 822 million. When you compare this EBITDA on the pro forma basis to 2010, you will see that the increase of EBITDA is more than 100 million, because in 2010 it was, just to remind you, 717 million. As a result, we have very safe level of net debt to EBITDA of 2.98x, and in fact, we are below 3x. As a result, this is the first level when we are able to decrease margin added to WIBOR on our credit facilities agreements and to decrease cost of financing in the end. In terms of cushion in covenants, there's 30% cushion in terms of net debt to EBITDA and other two covenants connected with debt service coverage ratio and interest rate coverage ratio have even higher cushion, and the management board feel comfortable with this covenant at the moment. Thank you very much, Dominik.
Thank you, Tomek. Now I'd like to give you a short update on our strategy. We always do it when it's important, when important events happen in course of our business. I think that's the day today. So let me start with the description of the market and exercise which is aiming at the evaluation of its potential. We believe that in pay TV, we can target a bigger addressable market than today and respond more demand in the future. Of course, in order to do that, one needs to have a good and technology, the right technology and the right product and the access to it. With this product, then we can address the new groups of the customers of pay TV. And on the graph on the slide number 25, you can see how we defined market today, or I should say till today. 14.5 million households in Poland, based on our best knowledge, around 11 million have the access to pay TV. There is the size of the overlap was never well estimated by any report. But in the future, we'd like to look at this market a little bit different way. First of all, thanks to the higher and higher penetration of the connected mobile devices like smartphones, tablets, notebooks, and having the product I will speak about in a second, we can target 12.5 million individuals who has such a device. 67% of the Polish households have two TV sets. We are the just around the corner is a launch of DTT in Poland and the switch of the analog television. And despite the fact that multi-room became part of the offer of the all operator, I believe that there is a potential in this target group as well. 3.5 million is the number of the households who, which today still using analog TV, and we can always, as you will see in a second with this product, target low ARPU segment of Polish pay TV business, which we evaluate at 2.9 million. So altogether, it's a very nice over 20 million potential to grow our pay TV business in the future. On the existing subscriber base, however, we believe that the most important factor will be we have to focus on is ARPU. We'll see natural trend of the growth, not only thanks to upgrading of the existing subscriber base to the higher tiers, but also thanks to migration of the clients with the higher ARPU to our platform from our competition. Cyfrowy Polsat, despite the fact that we are the market leader in terms of the number of the subscribers and the financial results, is number three operator in terms of ARPU. So natural migration from our competitor will have a positive impact on our ARPU. New services like multi-room are becoming more and more popular, especially, as I said, multi-room, which is a pay offer. So, or just by paying for multi-room, we'll get higher ARPU from one client, but also the structure of the prices is such that higher tier on the basic set-top box you signed for, then you're getting the multi-room on the better conditions. So naturally, we see the better acceptance of our clients who signed the contract to the higher tiers. In addition, we may in the future make a selective price increase. We haven't increased the prices for quite a long time, so it would be probably natural for our clients to accept the price increase if we decide to do so. In order to give you more details about the panorama of our market, we prepared slide number 27. That's the timetable of introduction of DTT to Polish households. As you see, we will have three multiplexes in the beginning, and they will be all fully operational at the end of 2013. Analog switch-off is planned for 2013 July. On slide number 28, you can see the programming offer of these multiplexes. It's 18 channels. We have today 7 channels in analog, and the offer will be more attractive, definitely, and it will be all on these three multiplexes I discussed a second ago on the previous slide. However, there are two more multiplexes which will be released after switch-off, multiplex number 5 and 6. However, there is no specific plans, what they will be used for. The regulator haven't revealed any details yet. And the most important for us, and I would like to go to the details of our strategy of the expansion in the new fields, is MUX number 4, the multiplex which belongs to Info TV FM as subsidiary company of Cyfrowy Polsat and is reserved for mobile pay TV. So we plan to launch mobile pay TV in Q2 of 2012 based on DTT technology, leveraging the multiplexes which I present you, actually I should say programming offer of the multiplexes which I just mentioned. We are aiming this product to all four groups, which were on the previous slides of the when I discussed the depth of the market. So customers demanding mobile TV and radio content, clients having two or more TV sets at home, people with no pay TV, and low ARPU clients. What are these three last groups? Because a part of the mobile TV, thanks to the choosing of DTT technology, will be a set-top box. A set-top box which you can, as our customer, you can get paying for the mobile subscription in the subsidy model, the same one which we use for DTH. So our clients will decide whether they want one device from us or two devices. It means set-top box or mobile device. And thanks to the fact that all Polish households have to switch to DTT, we want to participate in that and provide the service which is better just as a simple free-to-air offer, because a part of it will be pay TV and mobility. The multiplex which we are planning to build, actually we are already building, it should be operational in Q2, has the coverage of 31 Polish cities. Population of these cities is around 15 million, around 5 million households. It's worth to underline that this business is low capex consuming. We purchased the company, a company which belongs to the previous owner of Info TV FM, builds the infrastructure, and we will just pay for the maintenance of this infrastructure. For those who are interested in the details, we submit in January the report to Polish Warsaw Stock Exchange, where we described in detail the financials of that contract. Our new pay TV offering, you can see on the slide number 30, 18 channels plus 8 channels paid and 12 radio channels, which combined in one package, we will collect the subscriptions for. TV Mobilna, that's how we call this product, will be available on the wide range for a wide range of the devices, smartphones, tablets, notebooks, laptops, and set-top boxes. This is very important fact. That's the difference between DVB-H and DVB-T. We as a company have not decided to participate in the bid for DVB-H because we haven't, we don't, and we still do not believe in this business model. But DTT gives us such an advantage that we believe it will be very interesting for our customers, especially that the product will be offered not only in business-to-client relations, but also in the business-to-business for all telco operators in Poland. Today, we announced also expansion, or I should say completion, of the acquisition, which fulfills the potential of our rollout in the content distribution in the new media. We bought the leader in online video content in Poland, the service, vertical service IPLA. The companies who created that, we purchased all of them for the amount of 150 million Polish zloty. That immediately improves our market position as a content aggregator and distributor. As I said, completes our strategy. And an important element was the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat. This was the first time when we said that how we would like to roll out our business from DTH sector to the different fields. It provides clear time-to-market advantage in very important segment, and what is worth to underline, synergies identified were not quantified and yet and not and they are not part of the evaluation. We delivered, we expect to deliver these synergies in short to medium term. Valuation was based on DCF and comparable listed companies. Fairness opinion was provided by Ernst & Young. I would like to say it again that this is a strategic acquisition. Market leader in this field will support our rollout, and this was also the part of the valuation done by the management board. Target completion, April 2nd, 2012. For those who are not familiar, we did a screenshot of IPLA main screen on the page number 32. As you can see, we provide the content from the different genres, from TV series, shows, films, sport, games, news, music, kids. We have the very wide content deals, the best content library among all the service, this kind of service providers in Poland. So IPLA is the leader, as I said, in online video market in different fields. First one, availability on different devices. Laptops, tablets, smartphones, 95% of the connected TVs are equipped with the IPLA widget. Set-top boxes. Our set-top boxes will have IPLA. We talk also to the cable operators in order to install IPLA widget on their set-top boxes. We have already succeeded with two. Game consoles, home cinemas, all devices, entertainment devices, which can be connected to internet, will also have already the distribution of IPLA content. IPLA is also a leader in terms of the deals, as I mentioned. We have the deals with Polsat, TVP, all TV series of public broadcaster and the film studios like Warner Bros. IPLA is the leader in terms of the revenues and is one of the leaders in market in terms of the number of users and time spent watching video content. Probably it's also the leader, but there is no definition of the user, and I hope that now when we as a public company bought this company, we'll try to define this market. And if you move to the slide number 34, you will see that we think that approximately 1.4 million users contribute to the revenues of IPLA service. That is our definition of the user, a client who used the application at least once in the last month and generated revenues or from subscription or from advertising. We see the potential of the growth of the addressable market both in two main fields. Majority of new TV sets will be connection ready, and this is a natural environment to watch IPLA content. And of course, the smartphones and tablets, we believe that the growth of the CAGR of 20% is achievable in Poland in next 2 to 3 years. Today, IPLA has two revenue streams. 90% comes from advertising, 10% comes from subscription and VOD services. It's worth to mention that TV Polsat is an expert in advertising and Cyfrowy expert in subscription and VOD distribution. We believe that we can strongly contribute to increase these results. IPLA revenues, as I said, comes from the advertising, but it's worth to mention that online video ad spend is the fastest growing segment in advertising in Poland, with a CAGR of 75% in the last 3 years and expected about 55% in next coming 3 years. And IPLA financial results are incremental from the day one. We identified synergies between Polsat Group and IPLA on the cost side and on the revenue side. Content acquisition, we can bundle the we can incorporate the negotiations with all content providers for both platform and for the our now internet branch of the distribution. Marketing, IPLA will get the access to our marketing channels, which are very effective and will be a part of our group. Billing systems, technology, and the back office are pretty obvious, so I will not discuss them further. On the revenue side, cross-selling, building attractiveness of the existing product, cross-selling, of course, between DTH and internet, which will be, and the building attractiveness will lead to have, for us, for Cyfrowy Polsat, to have the better retention tools for our customer satisfaction increase. And last but not least, we have the potential to build new products to implement them on the market. Now, two words about the rollout of our internet strategy. Daily net additions are up by 20% thanks to stronger and stronger awareness of LTE, which is our core product, flagship product, I should say, and improving coverage of our network. 70% of population has already access to HSPA Plus and 22% to LTE. Of course, this is an outdoor coverage. Recently, we have secured second data package from Mobiland on improved terms to meet our medium-term demand. And we expect that the cooperation between Midas Group and Polkomtel will fasten network rollout as it was in the last few months. Our consistent internet strategy and the development of the whole market will also support future growth of IPLA, our online video distribution branch. cooperation with Polkomtel. We have an agreement with Polkomtel to cooperate from April 2012, and we believe it will accelerate our multiple play strategy. We will offer from now on TV from Cyfrowy Polsat, mobile internet from Cyfrowy Polsat, and telephony, mobile telephony from Polkomtel, leveraging 14 million subscribers and one of the biggest networks in Poland. This is a clear benefit for Cyfrowy Polsat subscribers, which has also a substantial number. So the benefits, which are now available only for big operators, will be also available for our clients. We expect new subscribers acquisitions, thanks to selling the our product to the Polkomtel client, and also thanks to the distribution in their point of sales, 850 point of sales in Poland, and effective cross-selling of Polkomtel product to our subscriber base should loyalize our clients, should increase their satisfaction, and help us mitigate churn. Development of our sport channels. Today, the most important thematic channels we have in our offer is a package of 5 sports channels. We still plan to have 5 channels, but structured a little bit differently. We have 4 SD channels, 3 pay TV, 1 DTT, 3 to air, and 1 HD. From June, we'll have 2 flag channels in SD version. It is Polsat Sport and Polsat Sport Extra, with their HD emanation, which is Polsat Sport HD and Polsat Sport Extra HD, and Polsat Sport News, the channel which not only be distributed in DTT, but also across pay TV market. Our expectations are following. Clear scheduling for the viewers, growing audience share to increase advertising revenues, because we can add HD and SD. HD will add SD and HD audience, and then we can monetize our content and the advertisement better. Market positioning of TV Polsat channels portfolio will increase, particularly in HD segment. They will have the sales team of Polsat will have a better weapons to sell arguments, to sell their product to cable operators, and Cyfrowy Polsat HD package will be enhanced by additional HD channel. So to wrap up, the most important 4 factors of our growth is increase of ARPU thanks to the upsell of our customers and a migration of the churn from the competition, rollout of TV Mobilna together with the DTT services in DDBT technology, both in the business-to-client and business-to-business model, effective sales of the packages of different content in internet, and improving sales of the advertising in the same services, because, as I said, we monetize it in the both ways. And that's all which completes our vision, which remains unchanged. We continue to create and provide the most attractive content, strengthening our leadership in entertainment in Poland. So that's all what we prepared for you today, and now we are ready to take the questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you would like to cancel your request, please press the hash key. That's star 1 to ask a question. And your first question goes from Simone Malardi from Principal Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question and thanks for the presentation. First question is on In your presentation, there was no mention of the expected merger between Cifra Plus and N, which has been signed in December but is still pending regulatory approval. I was wondering, what is Polsat's position on that? What is your expectation in terms of potential change for the pay TV market, and how, you know, this merger, this eventual merger will impact your future strategy? Second, could you please give us a detail of your pro forma leverage at the year-end 2011 for the IPLA acquisition? And last one is, can you please provide an update on competitive pressure from in pay TV from cable operators, particularly, you know, after the UPC ASTA merger, and also, you know, if do you expect any further consolidation in the sector, considering that Multimedia Polska appears to be on sale? Thank you.
Thank you. So starting from the first question, the merger of N and Cifra Plus, it's a natural process. It was not natural that in the country of our size, we had four DTH platforms. I believe that the new platform, which will have a very difficult project of merger in front of them, will be a situation in which we found out ourselves before the year 2007. So pretty natural for us. Combined platform will have 2.5 million subscribers versus 3.5 million of Cyfrowy Polsat. But of course, we have to remember that there is a part of the customers, who, especially between N and Cifra Plus, because they were targeting the same addressable market, which is in overlap. So the customers who had two set-top boxes, and now they will be addressed by offer of one operator, especially the multi-room is a standard in our market. One of the on the content side, I believe that the content, thanks to this merger, will be cheaper, especially sports content, because instead of three players, it will be only two players looking for the this valuable content. So the prices increase shouldn't be such as if we have still three players in the market. On our number of the subscribers impact, it's also very good for us, because if we have situation in which we have two DTH operators, then it's obvious that actually we can say almost 100% of the churn of the other operator goes to the another DTH operator. There is no proof that the cable take the customers from DTH or other way around. So naturally that it will have a positive impact on our ARPU, because our ARPU is at the level of 45 zloty and N and Cifra Plus it's over 60. So we'll see the migration of the more valuable clients to our platform. We shouldn't expect too much in terms of the numbers, because the churn in our competition is over 16%, and in Cyfrowy Polsat is below 10%. So if you multiply this percent through by the number of the subscribers, you see that the churn, nominal churn, is very similar. There will be no change in our strategy. Our strategy remains unchanged. As I underlined in my presentation, I told you how we define the market. It's a little bit more sophisticated than it was in the past. We think we have the right product to address this market, and then that's how we would like to develop our services. Competitive pressure from cable TV, there is none. in Poland, cable TV and DTH are two separate segments of the business, and the proof for that is that 12 years ago, when we started our operation, the number of the TV households using cable TV was exactly the same as it is today. So, almost exactly. So, in the last 12 years, cable TV grew at the CAGR of maybe 2%, roughly speaking, and DTH 40%. So, cable is focused, is located geographically different than DTH. 40% of Poles live outside of urban areas, then there is no sense of building fixed infrastructure. That's why wireless, mobile, satellite technology is the winning technology for those customers. Cable is focused today on building ARPU, on digitalization, because Polish cable is, I would say, digitalized only maybe in 35%, maybe 40 maximum, depending on the operator. So then I think after this introduction, I don't have to comment on the multimedia because it will have no impact whatsoever on our business. The second question was, Tomek, for you.
Okay. In terms of pro forma total leverage after IPLA acquisition, if we assume that it happened at the end of 2011, would be the same because we are paying 150 million for the companies without, and in this amount is also a payment of all debt these companies have and all payable current liabilities. If you calculate pro forma net debt at the end of 2011, you just need to deduct from the cash 150 million, and it would be, I calculated very quickly, it would be 3.16 times, which is still a 25% cushion towards this indicator in banking covenants.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I have just one very quick follow-up question. Considering your, you know, acquisition of IPLA in the online segment, and also considering that TVN is rumored to be selling O-Net, the portal O-Net, would this be an asset that would you potentially look at, or wouldn't fit in your strategy?
No, we will not be interested because I believe that our focus, if should be only on the vertical portals, not on the horizontal portals, general entertainment. Especially that the, as I said in my presentation, the future of advertising business in internet is in the online advertising, not a display advertising, which is the on which the that kind of a portal, as you said, are based. So the answer is no. I don't think it's a puzzle which well fits to our strategy. As you said, if it's true that O-Net is for sale, I think that TVN also got to the same conclusion and will not try to buy it.
Thank you very much.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. That's star 1 to ask a question. Your next question comes from Navid Mukhtar from Pro-America. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the presentation. Just a couple of quick questions. Just following on from your previous answer on the IPLA pro forma leverage, can you provide some information about what the sales and profitability of IPLA is as it stands? From your answer, it suggests that there's no EBITDA being contributed from IPLA.
In terms of sales, we are talking about roughly 30 million zlotys in 2011. In terms of EBITDA, we are there's a negative EBITDA, low single digit, and the plan is to restructure the company's activities and processes and to have positive EBITDA 1 year from now.
Okay, thanks for that. And also, just in terms of outlook, I think I might have missed it during the presentation, but in terms of your TV broadcasting segment, can you provide, is there visibility that you see for 2012? Can you provide some outlook for the next financial year?
We very often said, we are not giving any forward-looking statements, and we are not the company who gives the guide. We're just giving the guidance. So our outlook would be that for the first quarter, we believe that the advertising market is, roughly speaking, at the level of zero, which is actually a very good news, because to remind you, quarter four was minus 4.2%. There is Zenit Optimedia delivered the in December the forecast for the Polish TV advertising market with the prognosis of 3% growth in 2012. I think this is a pretty good expectation, maybe a little bit lower, but you know, I don't have a crystal ball. The decision will be taken by the advertisers, probably based on the macroeconomics. What I said, the optimism is here because zero after the quarter, immediately followed by the quarter previous, which is minus 4.2, and we believe that we can grow at least with the market, or as it has been in last year, maybe a little bit faster.
Yeah, thank you.
The next question comes from Beata Kilkovic from IHS Screen Digest. Please go.
Actually, my question has just been answered. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. We have no further questions at this time.
Thank you very much, operator. Thank you, everyone, for participating in this call, and I hope to hear you 3 months from now. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.